Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting on April 16th, 2024 at 6 o'clock p.m. If everybody could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin?
Here.
Director Kathy Brock?
Here.
Director Alan Davis?
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt.
Here.
And me. Okay.
Moving on to the consent calendar. First up is approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 19, 2024, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 19, 2024. So I have a motion of approval.
I make a motion to approve Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 19, 2024, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 19, 2024.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis, second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on, warrants none, awards of contract none. On to updates. Number one is Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollitt.
Great to the updates. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, so the Cabazon Water District has experienced a second fire hydrant theft this year from the intersection of Brett and Aloma. And there is no protective measures we can put on them taking the hydrant, because basically it's bolted down on the flange. There's no any kind of device we could put around there. The only thing we're putting on is a locking device so they can't steal the water. But so I did register with a scrap theft alert. And what it does, it alerts all the recycling centers within a 100-mile radius that a fire hydrant has been stolen. Do not let them, you know, trade the metal in for scrap. Obviously, they wouldn't. They basically told me that if a fire hydrant shows up and they're not a water company employee, they're basically going to turn them away. And he showed me his process. So basically, on his process, he had a brass recycling bin, and anybody that turns in brass, he'll pay him $1 a pound, and he takes a copy of their driver's license, take a photo of that. So whatever invoice is, he'll click on the invoice, and it'll show how many pounds was purchased and who delivered it. So they had, because we scrap our stuff, and it did have a picture of one of our employees, so I understand their method. So he's on the up and up. It's the gentleman right over here off of, in Banning off of Hardgrave, that recycling center. And I did meet with them, and I have his email address, so anything that happens in the future, but we've only had two stolen this year. Well, not here. Too many. One.
But
still, the cost of this for $3,000 if you can repair it.
Yeah, there's one, man. You know?
Yeah. So, anyways, And then, of course, we got notified from Crown Castle regarding the new contract for the cell tower lease, which expires in June 30th of 2028. I was hoping that I would have a preliminary contract from them. They did make an offer that when this contract expires, because the current contract increases 2% every year for the month, and this one would jump 10% when this contract is up, so it'll go up 10%, and so it'll go from $3,000 to $3,300 right off the bat, and then go up $2,000 a month each year. And they were also offering a $5,000 signing bonus. I was hoping to have that contract, but those are just a few of the numbers. So hope to get that contract and we can vote on it and approve it next at the next board meeting.
Where are they looking to put that one?
What's that?
Where are they looking to put it? It's another.
No, no, no. It's the same one that we have.
Oh, okay.
At the well one site. The well
it's
one.
Just renewing the contract.
Oh. Yeah, well one, tank one. That's the one we currently currently have under contract. And currently, the Capitol Water District is currently in the preliminary stages of budgeting for the 2024-2025 budget year. And including in that is the MOU, which we're currently negotiating with the union contract. So that's in progress. And tomorrow is a very special day. We have a sanitary survey with the State Water of Resources Control Board. The engineer Manuel Delgado is coming out just to do a sanitary survey, make sure everything is cap plugged or screened, everything is clean, we have all of our safety items in place. We have eye washes, fire extinguishers, proper PPE, face shields, aprons, gloves, all that stuff is in there. All your safety data sheets are at all the plant sites, so and everything looks really good. All the tanks have been flushed, so everything should look very good. And all the documentation, we provided all the documentation they requested with gate valve maintenance, fire hydrant maintenance, dead end flushing, all the operationals that we do, high bill, low pressure investigations that have been completed. So those are all in a three ring binder, and all of our policies and procedures, standing operator procedures. And it's like, I wasn't going to send it through an email, you know, send them 1,200 pages. It's like, no. So I just told them that I'll have it ready for when you get here. So that's tomorrow. So we're ready for that. And like
Sarah going there?
What's that?
You got Sarah going up there with you?
No. He's going to be climbing tanks and looking in, making sure all the proper seals are up there and
oh, yeah?
all that other stuff, yes. Yeah. So all the seals have been replaced, updated. And, of course, we're current negotiations for the new MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding for the union contract. No date has been set. They sent us some items to discuss, so we're in discussions with some of the board members, and we'll make a final decision on that in the near future. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, that the Esperanza pipeline submittal specs have been reviewed, and the project will be advertised for the bidding process on this Friday, April 19th. So that's on the fast track to get done. So that'll be done probably before summer, the actual construction. And some more good news. I received several emails from the Core States Group is seriously planning on developing a 9.5-acre lot right down here on Dolores with a second entrance on Irene, right in front of the fire department. So they're going to develop at 9.5 acres with 75 lots.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it'll have like a little community center. And so here's the conceptual drawing is on the right over there. So they already paid for the fire flow. And of course, now they have to do their engineer drawings. And
what
then
about sanitation? What are they going to do? Are they going to sanitation? Or are they going to
I sent them the information from the first contractor that came out here, and he wants to develop 50 lots on the corner of Magnolia and Bonita.
Yeah.
And they had a special on-site
sewage treatment
that may take up a few parcels that they didn't plan for. So they're in collaboration. You know, they're sharing information. You know, I gave him everybody's phone number so they can cross-reference. So that's in the planning stages. Yeah, that many units. You don't want all those septic tanks because basically each lot is going to be the same as kind of down by the Peach and Plum area, which is I think they're 40 by 75 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so that's the dimensions. So they would probably have to go with
the new sewer program. So we'll see.
50 by 80.
What's that?
50 by 80.
50 by 80. Okay.
Yeah. This one here, it says 41 by 74. So you're spot on.
Pretty close. Just
Yeah,
but this is a conceptual, and they are taking steps to head in that direction. So that's another growth opportunity that's coming.
So are they putting mobile homes, or are they building houses?
No, mobile homes. Yeah, they're mobile home lots.
Just lots, okay. How long did you say? 75 feet?
That's what it says on here, 74 by 41, I think. It's kind of blurry, but...
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I remember it to be.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be tight. Yeah, side by side.
And then there was one item that's not on here that I wanted to update you guys on, was the helicopter hydrants.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Basically, it's all up to them. The tank one, well one site, that's ready to go. There's not a lot of earth moving they need to do. Just, you know, level it out, build their pad, and go ahead and tie into our pipeline.
Are ours part of the six that were approved that they were talking about last night?
We have two. Yeah, our two are the first. So, like I said, tank one is just ready to go. There's not a whole lot of work to do. The tank three site up behind your house, that one up there, it's going to be 150 feet north of our lot up there that's fenced in, and they're going to have to do some earth moving up there just to level it out, and then they're going to have to fence that and do a little electrical work to our plant site. So they want to get it done before fire season, so I am meeting with Supervisor Gutierrez. Me and Evelyn have a meeting with him on the 29th. At 11 o'clock at his office. Didn't say what it was about, but I imagine it might be covered during this meeting.
Oh, he called you for a meeting?
Is he going to make you out on the Riverside or over here?
No, he wants me to come to Lemon. Riverside.
What?
Yeah.
Not that he has an office. Right?
I know, huh?
You guys could walk to the office.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so we're meeting in staff over there in Riverside on the 29th. That should be good news. And that is all that I have for now.
Any questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay, moving on to San Gorneo Pass Regional
Water Alliance.
Water Alliance, there we go. by Director Brock and Director Carlin.
There he is.
I'm getting there. They went over a lot of the same stuff that they've been going over, kind of talking to death about the high cost of Chromium 6, and Dan Jaggers was talking about, I loved his concept, he said, toilet to tap, not having to redo and, you know, recycle the water and everything, and California conservation way of life discussions, and they had a little... slideshow on that, but it's been the same thing that they've been discussing over and over again lately, because a lot of the bigger ones all have to come up with how to do their Chromium 6, how to do their electric vehicles, all of that, all on the same kind of dates and everything, so they're struggling with that.
Yes, it was kind of like a repeat from the first one I went to. It's a little more extended and a little more...
And is it every month or is it every other month?
It's every other month.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay. Moving on to old business. Number one, discussion updates with San Gorneo Pass Water Directors. They're not here.
They've
been
late last night.
Next up is community involvement, discussion action.
There hasn't really been any events lately. I don't know if there's anything else you guys wanted us to reach out to the community center about, but we usually will go over for holidays, see if they need any donations or anything, but I don't think there's anything upcoming.
Why don't we do something? Okay. We do. Mm-hmm. No, besides donate. You know what I mean? Like,
do a jamboree.
Yeah, just do a bunch of hot dogs in Minnesota and talk to everybody.
What? Hot dogs.
If they have any questions. I don't know. That's just a thought. I don't know. You can throw it out the door, out the window, I don't care.
No, we could, yeah.
I don't know if they're doing any, their next events. What are the next big days coming up? I mean, Easter's gone and passed.
4th of July.
Memorial Day weekend. They're going to Mile Day coming up.
Well, last time Gutierrez had that movie in the park thing sometime during the summer. But
I brought 7 kids to that. I took 2 carpools and brought kids to that. Nobody else showed up.
Usually like that unless there's
free
things, a lot of free things for families.
Did they have a
4th
of July parade here or anything?
No. We had a Christmas card parade one time.
Decorate the bicycles and do all that stuff. Great paper and streamers.
No.
Or cards in the spokes.
Like it's too hot around July 4th, though. That's the problem. It's way too hot around that time to do anything like that.
Yeah. It's very hard to get Cabazon folks to participate and stuff. It's always the same little group of people that do everything and go to everything.
So I'm wondering, where does... Maybe we're going to talk to... Maybe that's for Matt instead, what we can do to bring out... bring the county out here for the county. If the county came out here and did something, then we would say, hey, let's jump in on that and do a booth or do a whatever. But for us to host something like that... Anything else? Okay. Moving on to new business. Number 1, discussion action, approval of Esperanza Pipeline Replacement Project Phase 1 bidding process. It's going to be, is that a tab in here?
No, there's nothing in here.
Okay.
It's just for that Esperanza, the grant project. We just need board approval for it to go to bid. Everything's ready to go this Friday. And then it has to be advertised for 2 weeks in a row, I believe. And then it should be ready for us to receive the bids by the next board meeting.
I make a motion to approve the Esperanza Pipeline Replacement Project, Phase 1 bidding process.
I second it.
All right. Motion to approve the Esperanza Pipeline Replacement Project bidding process made by Director Davis, second by Director Tincher. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Next up is discussion action, Seminole Cell Tower Lease Extension.
This one there is a tab.
This one is tab 2. Currently. So currently set to expire June 30th, 2028. So what are they coming at us with?
Well, their initial offer is to increase it, the next contract by 10% and then continue on with the 2% annual increase.
For 20 years?
Mm-hmm, yep. With a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Unless you guys request more.
Any questions? Can we get another one? Don't
we
build another one somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I got some property I'll let them build one on.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Any motions?
I make a motion to approve it.
Second. Motion to approve the new cell tower lease terms made by Director Tincher and second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. And now we move on to public comments. Nothing?
Actually, I do have something.
Ooh.
Well, let me start my 3 minutes.
No, I just have some questions. I kind of overheard last night that we have 22.5 miles of aging infrastructure here in Cabazon that you're
kind of
away by that sheer amount of pipe that needs to be replaced.
Because it hasn't been worked on in years.
Am I allowed to?
No, we're not allowed to. Yeah.
Well, I kind of overheard that, and the fact that, you know, and I overheard Michael talk about that and dealing with this and trying to get these things going, and I just want to say that I'm glad somebody's looking out for it.
Thank you.
And it's really bad when the other water place, the dentist, said that they would take the old pipes because they need all the help they could get. I was just like, man.
Yeah, are you serious? You drink my car.
Okay. Next, we're going to move to closed session.
Sorry.
Was this meeting on?
No. No, we moved to closed session. Okay. We have our closed session. We'll come back and open the session.
Okay.
Yeah, there will be the comments at the end. So we're moving to closed session at 6:20.